27 people have drowned so far this summer in Australian waterways. The Royal Life Saving Society is renewing a water safety campaign in the hope the death toll won't reach last year's record high of 42. That includes a focus on educating international students, as Catherine Gregory reports.
You're going to go swimming now, Ivy?
Maybe not.
I need other people to swim with me, man. Okay. No,
because
I die.
18-year-old Alessandra Sumido knows how to swim, but it doesn't make her confident about going into the surf.
No, definitely not. I don't think I'd be able to handle that.
So what sort of precautions would you take if you went swimming here?
I guess definitely look out for the flags and also how deep I am, I guess.
Do you know what to do if you're, say, caught in a rip?
No, I do not. Yeah, I'm quite ill-informed about a lot of water safety in terms of going to the beach, I think. A lot of kids, I think, my age are very reckless.
Water safety experts say foreign visitors, particularly international students, do not know enough about the risks of swimming in Australian beaches, lakes and rivers. Justin Scar is the CEO of the Royal Life Saving Society.
I think international student numbers exceed now 500,000 students every year. They're coming from countries across Asia increasingly, and those countries have very low levels of swimming and water safety ability and extremely high rates of drowning. So it's not unpredictable that they would get to our wonderful waterways but not necessarily have the swimming and water safety skills to stay safe.
However, Mr. Scar says it is a misconception that only tourists drown and Australians don't. According to Royal Life Saving, out of the 291 drowning deaths last year, 20 were foreign tourists, and around 40% of them were international students. Earlier this year, the Council for International Students called for better education programs on water safety for international students, including a federal government-led national plan. Justin Scar again.
There are a number of universities that are actually providing swimming and water safety lessons for them at the university while they're staying. And we sort of believe that it's a two-pronged approach, really. We need to help them understand water safety is an issue before they arrive, and we also need to build their skills while they're here.
Should it be perhaps mandatory across the higher education sector to be educating international students about water safety?
Well, I think universities can play a great role in this partnership.
Associate Professor Robert Brander from the University of New South Wales started a water safety education program for international students last year after a spate of drownings.
The problem is that trying to get international students to attend one of these things is always difficult because often they're not mandatory. So, they don't really see beach safety as something they need to be concerned about, yet they're all going to go to the beach.
Associate Professor Robert Brander ending Catherine Gregory's report.